Looking at in verses 9, when the prophet there prophesied about there would be a king that would come riding on a donkey. And Jesus did exactly what the scriptures talked about. Here he came riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Amen. I tell you what, he was royalty, amen, riding in on that donkey that day. And just as we've seen this morning, Jesus walking through the sanctuary and the children raising and waving their palm branches. Can y'all wave them palm branches for me this morning? Wave them real high for me, or hold them up and raise them for me. Can you imagine when Jesus was coming in, everybody's waving their palm branches. Hallelujah! High Hosanna, the king rideth, amen, into the city. And they begin to praise God, even laying their coats down so that the donkey could walk on their clothing. It wouldn't even have to put its hoofs on the ground. Why? Because he was carrying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen. Right on, King Jesus. Imagine what a time that was there in the city. Can I tell you about another time? One day after a while, he's going to call. He's not going to be riding a donkey, amen. He's going to be riding a cloud, amen. Coming back after you and I. We're going to do some shouting when we leave the ground. All you that have been muzzled for so long, all you that don't like to raise your hand, and all you that don't want to get too loud, I'm going to tell you what, when he calls for the church, we're going to get loud, amen. I don't know about all that screaming and hollering. I tell you what, it makes me excited this morning to tell you the King is coming, amen. Thank you all. I appreciate it so much. He's coming after a church that's ready. I want to preach on a thought this morning that the Lord gave me about a week ago. He's been working on me. Brother Rudy shared something on a text on Facebook. And I'm glad that we can take Facebook and share positive things. And he shared, as soon as I saw it, there was two donkeys there. And these two donkeys, one was talking to the other, and he says, just days ago, everybody was so happy to see me. This is one donkey talking to the other one. Everybody's so happy to see me. They's throwing their clothes down. I was walking on the clothes, and they's waving their palm branches, and I was carrying Jesus, and it was a wonderful time because everybody wanted to see me. But I came into town today, and nobody even saw me. Nobody even cared that I came into town. And the other donkey says, that's why Jesus makes a difference in your life, amen. Without Jesus, you're nothing. Amen. You're nothing. You're nothing without him today. You may feel this morning that you're lacking in your life. You may feel like that nobody loves you, and that you don't have any ability, and that you're an outcast, and you have failed God, and everything is going wrong in your life. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. I want to preach on a subject entitled, The Lord Has a Need. What do you mean the Lord has a need? I thought he's the King of Kings. He has everything. He does. He can do any. And I've heard people say this, I need the Lord, but he don't need me. I'm going to differ against that this morning. He does need something. He needs something from you. He needs something from this donkey at this time. If there wasn't a donkey available, I'm sure he'd have rode a camel, he'd have rode a horse, he would have rode something. He'd have rode something into town to make a mission statement. But the prophet had already prophesied that he would come riding in on a donkey. And I'm glad his word is true. He cannot lie. If he said he's going to do it, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen, amen. He said, in the hour that you think not, so cometh the Son of Man. He's coming when you all least expect it. He's going to show up. Ready or not, he's coming after everybody in this church. Well, if he's coming after me, that means I'm going to heaven. No. I'm glad the Bible talks about it. He said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. We're all going to see him for ourselves and not another. We're going to answer for ourselves and not another. We are going to stand before him. But on that day, the books will be open. And he'll look down the books, and there'll be a judgment made on that day. He'll look to see if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you'll give an answer on that day for every deed that's been done in the body, whether it was good or whether it's evil. You will answer on that day. Can I hear from you this morning? There's coming a day when we'll stand before God. And I hope that you're ready this morning. We see his triumphant entry over in Matthew 21, Luke 19, and John 12. They give the descriptions about his coming and his entry into the city. We see these things, how he's descending now from the Mount of Olives into the city. I don't know if you've ever done a study about the Mount of Olives, but it's real high. It sits like 2,700 feet up. And it's over top of the city. And on top of the Mount of Olives, it looks down over the city. And that way you can see everything. And I'm glad he's high and lifted up, amen. And they have to look up. Here comes the king, amen. One day after a while, he's going to split the eastern sky. And we'll be headed that way. We won't say, here he comes. We'll be going to him, amen. Those that are ready to meet him. But it's going to be a terrible time for those that are not ready. They'll be left behind. So in talking about the Lord has a need, I'd like to talk about those this morning and give them to you. When you feel like you're worthless, can I tell you this morning over in Psalms 139, the Bible says, I will praise thee because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nobody like you. Brother Gale, there's not another human being in the world like you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in the sight of God. He made you that way. I could cut my hair, I could shave my face, I could wear the same clothes as you got on, but I wouldn't be you. I could act like you, talk like you, dress like you, and even say I'm you, but I'm not you. Because the Lord said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And he loves you this morning. Children, God loves you this morning. He loves each and every single one of you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. He made you all different. Y'all have different hairstyles, different eyes, different smile. You know one good thing about you guys? We all got our teeth. Half of them don't. You're losing some, ain't you? That's a good thing. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nobody like us. And we need to lift God up in these days that we live and do all we can for him. That's what we're trying to tell them. No matter what we go through, the Lord will help us. And the Lord will bless us and bring us through. Amen. No matter what happens in our life, God will help us and he will bless us. But number one, the Lord hath a need when he called you. Did you know that you all have been called? The Bible says we're all called to be his disciples. Over in John 15, 16, he says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit. And yet your fruit shall remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, I will give it you. Amen. He has chosen you and called you. In 1 Peter 1:15, he said, but as it is, hath called you in a holy conversation with all manners of conversation, I have called you. He's calling you today. If you're here lost without the Lord, he's calling you. He has called you with a holy calling. Over in 1 Corinthians 7:20, let every man abide in the same calling whereas he was called. We need to abide. When he calls us to be a disciple, we need to abide in that calling. What does that mean? We need to be a witness for the Lord. You need to abide within your calling. I'm not called to be a preacher, no. I'm not called to be a singer. I'm not called to be a Sunday school teacher. I'm not this, I'm not that. But you're called to be a disciple for the Lord. You can be a witness for God. I don't care who you are, what you've done, where you've been. You can be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not like you guys, and you're not like me. But wherever you go, you can be a witness for the Lord. You can be like Solomon. He said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Be that witness for the Lord. He'll put you in places you'll never expect to be a witness for him, amen? Why? Because he's called you to do that. He's called you to be his witness. We don't need to let the devil muzzle us We're going into revival, church. We don't need to be muzzled. We need to take the muzzle off and let God have the glory in our lives. When you hear the truth, what should you do? Say amen. When you hear something that's straight from the Word of God, thus saith the Word of God. Amen. When He says, let every man abide in his same calling where he's called. Amen. I need to abide within my calling. I need to do what God's done in my life, and I need to go and be a witness to people so I can be a help to them and help them along this way. In verse 23 in that same chapter, He says, ye are bought with a price. Ye are bought with a price. Be not the servants of men. What He's saying there is come out from among the world. Don't do the things of the world, but follow after the things of God and do the things of God where you're called, amen, so God can use you in your life. But our problem is we get so wrapped up in the world and the things of the world that church and serving God and being a witness is the last thing that we want to do. It's the truth this morning, church. He's called you this morning to be more than what you are right now. How many has been saved a year? How many have been saved 5 years? 10 years? 10 years? 15 years? 20? 25? 30, 35, 40. No, bingo. No, that's not bingo. 40. Anybody been saved 50 years? 60 years. Brother James. Any more than 60? I would hope that if we've been saved 60 years, we have abided in His calling. That we are being the children of God that He has called us to be. Lord, help us that we would follow after the calling. Why? Because the Lord has need of us. He has need that we follow His word and follow His calling and abide within that calling. He has a need this morning that we were to live for Him and do this. The Lord also has a need when He equipped you. Number two, when He equipped you. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, He says, but the word is very nigh unto thee, and in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. It's very nigh to thee. It's close to thee. What's that mean? We should be reading the Word of God, seeking the Word of God, and asking God to equip us and fill us, that we may be that perfect witness that He's called us to be. Lord, equip me, fill me, Lord. You know what we're doing this morning? Y'all see these children up here? We are equipping these children with the Spirit of God. We're showing them what it means to serve God, to lift up the Lord, to honor Him on Palm Sunday. Can I get a witness this morning? We need to equip our young people, but we can't just equip them. Well, I need to equip you as older people. I don't care if we've been saved 60 years. We still need to be equipped, amen? I don't care if you've been saved 20 years. You still need to be equipped by the Word of God. You need to have a daily prayer life, a daily devotion life. You need to be seeking God with your whole heart. Every day of your life, you need to be equipped. Isaiah 51, verse 16, the Bible says, and I have put on my words, you have put your words in my mouth, and I have covered thee with the shadow of my hand, the Lord said. I have covered thee with the shadow of my hand. I'm glad He will hide His word in our hearts, and we will know His word when the time comes. When we need to speak His word, you'll even be surprised what will come out of your mouth sometimes. God can do that today. If you'll study the Word of God and walk with and abide within your calling, He'll equip you this morning to be able to give the Word of God when the time comes. Psalms 119, verse 1, or verse 11, the Bible says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. I've hid it in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen? Are you hiding His Word in your heart this morning? How many times have you read the Bible this week? Don't tell me. Don't raise your hand. But I want you to think about that. How many times have you picked up the Word of God? How much have you prayed this week? Have you sought after the things of God? Have you been saying, Lord, speak to me. Lord, you've called me, and I need to be equipped, Lord. I want to hide your word in my heart. Write up on the tablets of my heart, Lord, your word, amen. Why? So we don't sin against you. So we'll put you first in our life. This morning, that's what you got to do. He's called you, and he's equipped you. And he wants to help you this morning. We have so many discouraged Christians in this church and around this community. So many of them are unchurched this very day, are sitting at home discouraged. Maybe they've been hurt by somebody in the church. Maybe it's been a preacher. Maybe it's been a pastor. Maybe it's been a singing group. Maybe it's just been the church in general. And you feel all down and out, and you feel like, I don't know what to do, and I just want to quit. I just want to stay home. I don't want to do anything. I just want to soul in what's going on in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a lie of the devil. He's trying to rob your joy, steal your joy. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Brother Aaron's done mentioned it this morning. If he can rob from you, he'll take it from you. If you'll crack open the door, he'll get in. He'll run through the door. Let me tell you what, he's a liar and the father of it this morning. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. What does that mean? This man that's living inside me, he's the one that's the good man. He's the one that's the overcomer. I've got a fight this natural man right here. I've got to put him into subjection. The Bible says to mortify the members of your body. That's talking about taking your mind under control. Take your heart under control. Take control of what's going on in your life. Mortify. Take control of it. And serve God with all of your heart this morning. That's what we got to do. But it's easier to stay home. It's easier not to read the Bible. It's easier not to pray. That's the devil just rocking you asleep. That's what he's doing. The Lord's told me this morning on Palm Sunday to remind you, you got a calling in your life. You need to, church, I said you got a calling in your life. Whether you believe it or not, you're called this morning. And we need to honor him and work for him while there's time. Time is running out. People are dying on every hand. Everything in the world's happening all around us. What are we doing to make a difference? What are you doing to make a difference in your home, in your children, your grandchildren, your fathers and mothers and your brothers and your sisters that are not saved? What are you doing? Are you abiding within your call? Are you allowing God to equip your life that you can honor him and help them? I'm telling you this morning, Brother Jeff, somebody's watching your life. Somebody that won't come talk to me, but they'll come talk to you because they can relate with you. They may work with you. You may see them at the store. You may see them at the auto parts store. But every time they see you, there's something about you that gets on them. And they're like, you know what, I could talk to him. I ain't going to talk to that preacher wears that suit all the time, but I could go talk to Brother Jeff. If I get along with him, he may be able to tell me something. You'll be surprised if we'll pray and ask God to equip us, how he'll use us. And it ain't about wearing a suit. Can I get an amen? Amen. It ain't about wearing a necktie, and it ain't about wearing a fancy dress. It ain't about what you put on your body. I'm going to tell you what, we need to honor God in these days that we live in. It's not about how you dress, amen. If you're right with God, you'll dress right. Amen? I ain't got to tell you how to dress. I ain't got to tell you women how to dress. We ain't got no standard here. Just come dressed. Amen? That's all we ask. We love the Lord here. But God wants to use us in our lives. So he's called us. He's equipped us. And number three, he'll send you. He will send us if we'll let him. I wonder how many of you this week have been a witness to somebody. How many of you went out of your way this week to tell somebody about Jesus? It's not been that long ago when he rode into Jerusalem on that donkey. No, I wasn't around for it, but I'm going to be around for the next one. It ain't going to be on a donkey like I told you. Oh yeah, I might be laying in a, I may be with him, I'll be present with him. My old body may be in a grave somewhere, but when he comes back, guess what? The dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, is what the Bible says. Oh, they're not asleep in the grave? Nope, they're not in the grave. Y'all go by and talk to the grave all you want to. They ain't there. If they're lost, they ain't there. The Lord done away with that before the cross of Calvary. When that cross, when he died on that cross right there, that grave sleep was over with. Now when you die, you go right into eternity. You're either going to be with the Lord or you're going down, one or the other, to this place that's called hell. How do you know that, preacher? He said, give us a reference of the rich man. When he died immediately, he lifted his eyes, being in torments, is what the Bible says. Immediately. So there's no holding place. He will send you. Over in Luke chapter 14, verses 23, he said to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Did you children know that you could go to school and be a witness to one of your classmates, tell them about Jesus, and you could lead them to the Lord? And they may say, are you a Christian? And you can say, yep, I am. Well, how'd you get saved? And you can tell them how you got saved. Is it that easy? It's that easy. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's that simple. And you could do that. And you could do that. And all of you guys could do that. You could lead people to the Lord. You could lead some of these older ones to the Lord. I'm glad, I'm proud of these children. You could come up here and ask them and they could tell you what it's like to serve Jesus. Thank God for our children that love the Lord. Teach them how to lead people to God, because he's going to send them. I've said it and I've said it and I've said it. Your next pastor could be sitting right here. Your next singer that sings here in the church is right here. The next Sunday school teacher is right here. Whatever this church needs could be sitting right here. And what's it going to take? It's going to take you to love them and support them, because they're loving you. Look what they've done this morning. They're trying to exhort the Lord and lift you up and remind you that he liveth and reigneth, amen. That's what they're doing this morning. They're reminding you. Why? Because they're being sent of the Lord. It takes a willing heart to do what they did this morning. It takes a willing heart. Are you willing this morning to let God send you? Over Mark 16, 15, the Bible says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, the Great Commission, and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. You don't have to be a called preacher to preach the gospel. You can tell people about the goodness of the Lord. You can be that witness to them. You can tell them how you got saved. You can tell them what God's done for you. Can I hear from you this morning? God can use you in a mighty way. If you'll let him. If you'll let him. Our problem is we don't want to let him. I've been saved 38, 39 years now. I'm about to lose track of it. I like to make this statement. I've been saved so long, I forgot what it was like to be a sinner. But I ain't forgot what it was like to be redeemed. I remember that night when the load lifted, amen. As an 11-year-old child, whoop, felt like the world flew off of me, amen. And the difference came, and it was all different. Was it lightning and rainbows and thunder and all this kind? No, it wasn't nothing like that. I said, Lord. He said, yeah, it's me. And just like that, the Lord took me in, put his arms around me. Lord, you don't know what I've done. You don't know the things I've said. You know what the Lord done? It's all right. He just come and said, it's all right, I love you, and put his arms right around me. He'll do that for you this morning. I don't care if you've been a drunkard, a dope head, whatever you've been. God loves you this morning. He wants you just the way you are right now. so he can send you. What's the Lord have need of? He is in need of obedience. Brethren, he's in obedience. He needs your obedience this morning. Whatever God's calling you, brethren, to do, you better do it. Time's running out. Sisters, whatever the Lord's wanting you all to do, you better do it. Times are running out. We need to get busy for God. If there's something you need to be doing in this church, you need to get to doing it, because we're just about to move out of here and it'll all be over with. And wouldn't you like to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm glad I did what you sent me to do. I tried my best. I heeded to your call. I thank you, Lord, for equipping me and sending me, Lord. I'm glad I did it for you, Lord. Or are you going to have to stand there with your head in shame? I sure wished I'd have done more. Sure wished I'd been like them children. I wished I'd have waved a palm leaf. Maybe that Easter Sunday, you know, if one of them children, give me one of them palm leaves. Maybe one of them children would have given me a palm leaf. I'd have waved it for Jesus. Who will wave a palm leaf for Jesus? That's what I'm asking. And that's what the Lord's asking. That's what he's in need of. He needs you to wave the banner of victory. I'm saved. I'm ready. Look at me. I'm a Christian. I don't want people to look at me. You ought to if you're a Christian. Because those that are ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed to confess them before his Father and his holy angels. I'm not ashamed this morning. What about you? We've got a chance to wave. We need to wave while there's time. He said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And those that repent are not ashamed. They wave the banners of victory. I saw this family here this morning weeping, praising the Lord. God's blessed them to be here with their son. This could be a whole different story this morning. Could be a whole different deal. But the mercies of God. Let's wave for Jesus, amen, because he's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. If he'll do that for them, he'll do it for you. He said he had a storehouse full of blessings. That day that young man had that wreck, they knocked on the storehouse. Lord, we need a blessing today. Would you help our son? Right there he sits. What about you today? Sister Lisa, you could have lost that finger completely. But God blessed you. And right on, and right on, and right on, right on, right on. This could be a whole different story for you. But God had mercy. So my conclusion this morning, the Lord hath a need. I wonder who will wave for the Lord. Who will be the one? Say, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. I'll do it, Lord. I won't be ashamed no more. Because I love you. I'll make the commitment that you want me to make. Our revival won't do nothing unless you make a commitment to pray for this revival. Be in this revival. Support this revival. Support these children. Support this church. We can't go to the next level without your support. Well, I don't do nothing. The Lord's looking for you to wave your palm branch and say, yes, Lord. I will. As we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.